The term fourth wall refers to the imaginary boundary between the performers on stage and the audience. In theater, when the players break the fourth wall, they talk directly to the audience. That's part of what makes the new Indiana-based ensemble The Fourth Wall so intriguing. They make a point of involving their audiences directly. Well, that and the fact that all three musicians play their instruments while dancing.
My name is Hilary Abigana, and I play the flute.
My name is Greg Jukes, and I play percussion.
My name is Neil Parsons, and I play the bass trombone.
That's right, flute, bass trombone, and percussion. This may seem like an odd combination of instruments, but in the context of The Fourth Wall, it works, and it works brilliantly. They are at the forefront of the hybrid arts movement, which aims to blur the boundaries between music, dance, and theater. Since there's really no precedent for this, the group is sort of making things up as they go, and that means using humor and silliness when developing their performances.
A lot of our best ideas come from just complete silliness, where one person will have a nutty idea or do something totally random, like Hilary will decide to roll on the floor while playing the flute. And that will inspire a choreography for a piece.
They start with the music, which often means arranging pre-existing pieces for their unusual instrumentation. They did this with Bordel 1900, a tango by Astor Piazzolla. Abigana plays flute, Parsons plays bass trombone, and Jukes plays accordion. Parsons is the primary choreographer for the group.
Choreographically, the first obstacle is how do we do a tango with three people? I'm not sure if I've seen a full-up three-way tango before. So, you know, that was the first thing we had to sort of figure out. All right, what is the story here? And how do the three of us all relate to each other? Is it just a series of duets, or are there moments when we can all three of us be dancing together as a trio?
They've had to do less mining for music themselves of recent, thanks to their appearance at the inaugural Boston Composers Coalition in October 2010. Seven composers wrote new pieces for the group, and then The Fourth Wall developed choreography to go along with the music. Some of the movements they come up with are pretty spectacular to watch, as in a piece by Jeremy Van Buskirk called From One Apart. They choreographed something they like to call the flute blob.
Well, it was actually, this was one of the silly things. I said, oh, Greg, wouldn't it be awesome if you played just the right hand of my flute? He was like, oh, well, what would that be like? And I actually taught him the first few fingerings of that music, and he picked it up really, really quickly. And we thought, oh, this could actually work. And then Neil said, well, what are you going to be doing with your other hand? I'm like, I don't know, jazz hand, you know, just holding it up and wiggling it or something. And he said, well, what if you open and close the harmon mute? And so then we created, from that moment of silliness, we created this thing. Yes.
And we like to think that that decision to incorporate that into a fairly serious piece was not just a gratuitous moment of silliness, because it really does get after what musically the composer was going for, which is togetherness and being apart. So one way in which we can demonstrate that physically on stage with the instruments is to be sharing the responsibility of each other's musical performance.
Both Abigana and Parsons are experienced dancers, but Jukes had no previous experience. He's been taking dance classes to get his body in shape for the demands of playing and dancing simultaneously. Luckily for him, it's not a totally foreign concept.
In terms of memorizing the music and the movements, it's a lot like what a percussionist naturally does, because whenever we memorize a piece, we're memorizing movements. You're learning the muscle memory, you're ingraining all of that. And so this is just kind of adding a few more limbs, some bigger muscle groups to what you need to move already.
You're sort of tricking people into listening to brand new pieces of music. Like music that was written yesterday, and they're loving it. Perhaps because the music is fabulous, perhaps also because it's tied to this visual element.
Well, one thing that I think is difficult about this sort of discussion is terminology just gets in the way. People hear the term classical music and they turn off, for whatever reasons. People hear the terminology new music and they're going to turn off. And one thing that is great about performing for children is that they haven't yet learned that classical music is taboo or boring or all of those other things. They don't know yet that new music is weird and off-putting. They just know what they like. And if you present something because you yourself love it, hopefully they're going to love it too and respond to our enthusiasm in the same way that we do, whether it's new or not.
You can see a video of the Fourth Wall performing, both playing and dancing, Bordel 1900 by Astor Piazzolla on our website. And you can catch the group live on Thursday, December 16th at 7:30 p.m. at the Windfall Dance Studios in Bloomington. Find out more at wfiu.org/arts.